welcome you into the Leica Mobile Jaguars Jam. That's the Hart Bridge over the St. John's River in downtown Jacksonville, home of the 4-3 Jacksonville Jaguars. Welcome in, JP Shadrick with you. The bye week is here, and it comes at a good time. This Jaguars team trying to get fully healthy. They're in first place, a tie for first, 4-3. Tennessee has the tiebreaker, but a lot of football left to go, and they'll be home 5 of the next 7 games at Everbank Field after the bye. Our guest today is Malik Jackson, Jaguars defensive lineman, part of a group that put together a huge day last week in Indianapolis. 10 sacks of Jacoby Brissett. Malik, you had 1.5 of those. Good to see you. What's up?
How you doing, JB?
Great, man. Thanks for coming back in with us today.
Thanks for having me.
The bye is coming at a fine time for this team. Some guys banged up. You know, Leonard was out last week. Mm-hmm. Cam Robinson got banged up. On the defensive side, there's a few guys, nicks and bruises. That happens. Mm-hmm. So 4-3 going into a bye is a good place to be, right?
It's a wonderful place to be. You know, I think exactly where we want to be right now. We've been working hard. I think the hard work from camp's been showing off our toughness and our grit. So we're just happy to go on the bye week. You know, coaches have something positive to think about on their time off. They can kind of relax, and so can we, and just forget about football, but continue working and come back and get back to it.
What are you doing during the bye?
I'm probably going to get out of here, you know, go hang out with the little girl a little bit, just be a dad, run some errands, handle some business, and think about football, watch some football during the weekend, too.
It is a week off, indeed, from work, but you can get back to it next week. Yes. Now, let's get to the Leica Mobile call-in line. We've got a lot of folks on the line today to speak with you. We start off with Pranal Patel of Give Me Sport. What's up? How are you?
Hey, guys. Great to speak to you. Malik, the first time in 24 years the Colts are shut out. Just how good did that feel?
I feel awesome, you know, to be a part of that history, first of all. And then just to kind of go out there and dominate like that in the NFL is awesome, you know, just to kind of be on the same accord as the defense, get put in situations that the team turned it over. So to kind of go out there and have a stop like that and not give up any points is huge. So to be part of that win like that is awesome.
Yeah, the first Jaguars shutout win, I think, since 06.
Yeah.
They just don't happen in the league often at all.
Nah, it's hard to get those in the NFL. You know, you have a lot of great offenses, you know, so to have one is precious.
It was a weird week, though. I think there were 3 in the league this week, of all things. So random.
Glad we were one.
You got that right. Let's go back to the Leica Mobile call-in line. Roger Goodgroves of Double Coverage. What's up?
Yeah, hi, guys. You're on track to beat the league's sack record as it stands, and you've just doubled your own total, Malik. What's the biggest factors that you see have changed this year to make the defense so dominant?
I think it's really just the whole defense, but really just the secondary. You know, those guys in the back end, the linebackers and the corners and safeties are just giving us time and allowing us to go to work and win on our second and third moves. You know, it's invaluable what those guys do back there, and to have a guy like Calais next to me in the inside and Yannick and Dante on the outside and then rotate with guys like Abe Jones on the line like that and Sheldon Day. It's just kind of – it's awesome to have and it's a blessing to be a part of. You know, we're on the right track to do a lot of great things. We just have to make sure that we're consistent and stay healthy and continue just grinding.
That's part of this thing, right? Well, there were 10 sacks last week, right?
Mm-hmm.
But 8 different guys were in on the sack party. A lot of half sacks. Everybody's getting to the football.
Yeah, you know, coach just said introduce yourself to the quarterback and go out there and try to get after him, and that's what we did, you know. When we go out there and stop the run like we're supposed to and we're able to get after the pass, you know, we're a hell of a team. So just have to continue to work on what we need to work on and get to those situations.
There's a balance, too, though. The coverage helps the pass rush. Mm-hmm. The pass rush helps the coverage. Mm-hmm. So when those guys get interceptions and pass breakups, you guys are excited for that as well, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, like I said, it goes hand in hand. You know, to go out there and make a quarterback hurry up and throw a pass and to see the DB get the interception, AJ or Jalen get the interception, see how happy they are, you know, because that's what they do. That's what they live for. So it's awesome.
We'll get to this question coming up. Let's get back to the Leica Mobile call in line. Ed Dowler from Unilad. What's up, Ed?
Hey, guys. Malik, you've been on a Super Bowl winning defense already in your career. How does this one that's performing so well at the moment compare to the Broncos team that you were on?
I think it's the best one because it's the most current one. You know, I think that first compared to that team, you know, we have a lot of great pieces here that compared to that team. I think we're just younger, you know, but we have a lot of uprise and we can be that dominant defense. You know, we just have to make sure we continue to work on that run and continue being dogs in this pass. But we have a lot of great similar qualities as the 2015 team I was on. We just have to keep working and see what the end of the season says, and hopefully we're still playing in February.
Yeah, I was asking in the locker room yesterday, I think Calais, you know, everybody's comparing this team. They're seeing the history books, and the 84 Bears are have the sack record, 72 mm-hmm. sacks in a season, and he kind of looked at me like I was from Mars. I was trying to compare the two a little bit.
Yeah.
It's early, right? I mean, it's seven games in. That 84 Bears team was something really, really special. Not that this group can't be, mm-hmm. but you guys aren't looking that far ahead, are you?
Nah, we're not looking that far ahead at all. I think I'm just looking towards this week and then the week after that, you know. But I think it's great just to be a part of that. You know, it's awesome just to turn around what this city's been going through as far as with the team, and to kind of have those conversations with this team. And this city is awesome to be a part of and awesome to have, and just give the city something to talk about. So it's all fun. You know, we're glad people are talking about us, but, you know, we'll see what happens at the end of the season. Hopefully we do break that record. But.
That would be fantastic. Absolutely. Yeah. You're well in the way of the franchise record as well, but still a lot of football left to be played. Yeah. Speaking of Calais, what has he done for the line on the field? What has he done for the locker room? As a guy coming in free agency, as you were a free agent the year before that, so you had a little impact like that. Having Calais come to join you in this room is a big deal.
No, it's a huge deal. You know, when I heard he was coming, I was able to talk to him, and he told me he was going to come to Jacksonville just to be able to be in the same room with him, listen to his wisdom, how he plays, and just watch the way he works is invaluable. You know, just to see guys, you don't get guys like that on your team every day. You know, I mean. What he does on the field, I mean, 10 sacks, being a dominant in the run, just an animal, you know, is very
It's rare.
Just rare, you know, and you just want to, like, dang, it's right in front of my face. So for me to see it, I'm like, this is going to make me better. It's going to make everybody in this room better, everybody on this defense and team better. So he's just somebody that just goes out there and bees himself and does what he does, and he just makes everybody better by just doing that.
What's your best Calais impersonation? Can you do his voice?
No, I can't do his voice. He does like a little rock before the games, and he goes like, roof, roof. He does like a DMX bark. Yeah, it's pretty funny.
He barks.
Yeah, he barks.
DMX
he gets,
barks.
Yeah, he gets in his zone. It's pretty. It's serious, but it's pretty funny. If you're like outside looking in,
it's pretty darn funny. Yeah, we'd have to see that on the mic.
Yeah, though. you guys give it like a camera in the locker room, hitting the camera and like watch him. I don't know if you ever will, but
the DMX bark. We'll look forward to that. Let's go back to the Leica Mobile call in line. Pranil Patel, give me sport. What's up?
Hey guys again, Malik. Just what has gone right for the Jags defensive line this year?
What is going right?
What's going right? Pretty much everything, right?
Yeah, so far everything.
Maybe the run game might be a place where things can improve as a defense as a whole, right?
Yeah, I mean the run game is always something that we need to work on because I mean we want to pass, so we have to work on the run. You know, we can't be having guys run on us doing whatever they want. So that's always something to work on. But as far as what's going right, I think guys are just gelling. We're learning. Guys are growing. You know, guys have come in here to work, and we're just changing this whole system and thought process that has to deal with the Jags. And I think really just Coach Marone has just come in here and changed the whole system, you know, with having Coach Wash at the defensive coordinator just doing allowing us to be who we want to be and using our strengths to go out there and play this game is awesome. So we're just gelling, and everybody's just doing what they're supposed to do.
What do you make of that run game thing? Where does that begin? It has not been consistent, I guess, mm-hmm. is the word this year. That's the buzzword around the team, at least. So where does it begin? Is it everybody just staying in their lane? What do they have to do, doing their job? Is it an easy fix, the run game thing? Or is it that big of a thing for you?
No, it's an easy fix because we've shown we can do it, and it's on us. I think that's the best part about this situation is that it's something we can fix as we control it, you know. Only thing that's going on is just we just need to just be in our gaps and be where we're supposed to be. You know, they get paid too, but at the end of the day, you know, we're supposed to be, and we got to do what we have to do. So it just starts with the front four. You know, we have to push that line of scrimmage back, allow nobody to work up to our backers, and have them running free and just do our job. So that's what we're going to work on, that's what we're going to think about, and that's what we're going to get done.
Let's go back to the Leica Mobile call-in line. Roger Goodgroves, double coverage. What's up?
You play the Bengals after the bye, and they are facing the Colts this week. Mm-hmm. Will you be watching the game on Sunday, and do you watch games like a fan would, or are you always assessing your opponent's strengths and weaknesses?
Yeah, I'm going to definitely watch the game. It's crazy. I try to watch it as a fan, but I'm always watching the D-line and O-line, you know, it just to see what guys are doing. I really watch the secondary or just the whole game as a whole, just to step back. I'm always watching the front the front. So that's how I watch it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to really hear you analyzing route trees, right?
Yeah, I guess. I'm always trying to see what the guy's doing, what the next guy's doing. Like last night, you know, you saw Cox out there balling. So I was just trying to see what he was doing and see what kind of moves he's got going on out there. So I'm just always assessing the alignment and seeing what I can use and seeing what guys are coming out with.
One little thing can make the difference. Mm-hmm. If you see a hand move something, that's mm-hmm. what scouting's all about.
Exactly. You know, plus you might play that guy that he's going against, so you want to see him in real time.
Like that. Let's go back to the Leica Mobile call-in line. Ed Dowdle of Unilad. Ed, what's up?
Hey, thanks, guys. So famously, everyone says, you know, you've got to build from the draft. You've got to bring in good young players mm-hmm. to succeed. Do you think you guys have got the balance right with free agency as well? Yourself, Calais, AJ will come in. Do you think about that youth and experience going well?
I think it's going awesome. You know, I think the way that they have this team set up, you know, when we first came here, they switched the locker room around, and our guys were, like, really upset about it, you know.
Oh, that's right.
We were used to being in our little pods, but I think
Before it was by position group.
By position.
Almost,
right? I'm going to lie, I was a little upset. I was like, man, I'm used to being next to, you know, but now to be next to JP, Jalen, and CI, and Court, you know, CI.
Chris Ivory,
yeah. To be next to those guys is a lot better, and it creates gelling and it creates team bonding. So to do that, I think the older guys are next to a lot of younger guys. You know, it's just a lot of leadership, youngness, and guys in between just around the whole locker room, and guys are molding and gelling and learning and growing. And I think it's a great formula. And I think Coach has, or Mr. Coffin and Mr. Dave Caldwell have got it right, and we're going in the right direction.
Yeah, it was a different feel that first couple of days.
Yeah.
Nobody knew where anybody was.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I wasn't happy, but now it's like, all right, you know, I see the vision. You know, you don't always see the vision as a player, but you got to trust the coach. So
skeptical. You were skeptical. You know, that's okay. Hey,
I kept my mouth quiet, and I just did it. So, but just, now I'm happy I did
just
it.
Just follow the leader.
Exactly.
Right. So, all right, well, let's bye week coming.
Mm-hmm.
4-3. Let's wrap up here with a big general thought about this team down the stretch here. 5 of the next 7 games after the bye are at home.
Mm-hmm.
How do you turn it around here at home?
How many games we played at home? 2?
2 in Everbank Field.
I mean, we just lost 2. I mean, mm-hmm. we just got to go out here and just finish. You know, I don't think there's a formula. I don't think we have to switch anything. You know, I don't think we have to go on a plane, fly around for 2 hours, come back and stay in a hotel. You know, I don't think it's nothing like that. I think we just have to just get it right. You know, that's it. It's that plain and simple. Just get it right.
Yeah, I don't want you to have to fly around before a home either. Game either. That would be not good. So 5 of the 7 at home, and then a lot of home games in December are part of that. Mm-hmm. This is a football team. You've been a part of successful teams before mm-hmm. that get better and build as the season goes on, and that's what has to happen here in Jacksonville to make the stretch run right.
Yeah, we have to grow and we have to get better this time of the year. You know, it's starting to get to the end of the year, and guys are – this is the time we separate ourselves as a team and just make that push. You know, it's going to be a fun time. You know, guys are going to be – it's going to be fun. So I'm excited to be on this team, excited to be with this group of guys, and I'm excited to see what we're going to do and how this push is going to go. But we're going to be ready.
I haven't seen a standing like this late into a season a long time in Jacksonville. So we're looking forward to the stretch run. Malik, it's good to see you, man.
Yeah, likewise, man. Thank you.
Enjoy your bye week.
Yes, I will.
And the baby.
I will. Thank you.
Malik Jackson, defensive lineman, joining us on the Leica Mobile Jaguars Jam.